This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Globally, health experts say the number of deaths as a result of the COVID-19 virus is approaching 240,000, while the number of confirmed infections is 3.4 million. In the United States, nearly 66,000 people died from it, and the number of infections make up about a third of the global estimate. U.S. regulators will allow emergency use of the first drug that appears to help some coronavirus patients recover faster. U.S. President Donald Trump announced the move Friday after preliminary results from a government-sponsored study showed that the drug shortened the time to recovery for hospitalized COVID-19 patients. The drug also might be reducing deaths, although that's not certain from the partial results revealed so far. And the drug maker, Gilead Sciences, has said it will donate its currently available stock of the drug, and it's ramping up production to make more. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the COVID-19 pandemic is causing untold fear and suffering for older people around the world who are dying at a higher rate, and especially for those over the age of 80, you know, whose fatality rate is five times the global average. The UN chief says that beyond the health risk, the pandemic is putting older people at greater risk of poverty. In other economies amid the pandemic, more than a dozen U.S. states let restaurants, stores, or other businesses reopen. The lifting of restrictions on Friday received a mixed response. In much of Colorado, people ventured out to get their hair cut and shop at stores, while only sparse crowds showed up at the newly reopened malls in Texas. Protesters in several states that are still locked down demanded that they reopen. Meanwhile, the first drug shown to work against the virus has won emergency approval from the FDA. This is VOA News. North Korean state media say that leader Kim Jong-un has appeared in public for the first time in 20 days after his absence triggered global rumors that he may be seriously ill, if not worse. The Korean Central News Agency said Saturday that he attended a ceremony marking the completion of a fertilizer factory near Pyongyang with other senior officials, including his sister, Kim Yo-jung. State media published several photos of Kim at the factory, smiling as he looks around the facilities and cuts a red ribbon. Speculation about his health swirled after he missed the April 15th birthday celebration for his late grandfather. The possibility of high-level instability raised troubling questions about the future of the secretive nuclear-armed state that has been steadily building an arsenal. NASA and SpaceX are using or urging spectators to stay home for the first home launch of astronauts in nearly a decade because of the coronavirus pandemic. Top officials warned the public Friday against traveling to Florida for this month's launch of two NASA astronauts aboard a SpaceX rocket. It will be the first launch of astronauts from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in 9 years and the first anywhere by a private company. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine says that it saddens him to keep spectators away, but the priority is to keep everyone safe. He says hundreds of thousands of people used to descend on the area to watch space shuttle launches. Former Vice President Joe Biden is emphatically denying a former staffer's allegation of sexual assault, saying it never happened. Biden's first public comment on the allegation came during an interview Friday on MSNBC's Morning Joe. Former staffer Tara Reid says that Biden assaulted her during the 1990s and that she filed a complaint in 1993. Biden said he does not believe any record of complaint exists, but will ask the National Archives whether it has any such. But the archive says any records are under the control of the U.S. Senate. And President Donald Trump is stepping delicately around the controversy, but aides are hitting hard at Biden. A U.S. federal judge threw out the unequal pay claim by players on the U.S. women's national soccer team in a surprising loss for the defending World Cup champions, but allowed their allegation of discriminatory travel accommodations and medical support services to go to trial. Players led by Alex Morgan claimed they have not been paid equally under their collective bargaining agreement to what the men's national team receives under its labor deal. The players asked for more than $66 million in damages. The district judge granted in part a motion for summary judgment by the U.S. Soccer Federation. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.